Number four, the chords are easy, except you might wonder how to play E over D. Couple of possibilities. One would be leave the D to the bass player and just play E. Another would be XX0. That's XX0454. It's like a little D shape. You move it up a whole step and there's an E chord. Did you get that, Sam? It's XX0454. You got it, right? Okay, cool. Alright, another one is if you wanted E over D, you could do like. This one's not as nice, but it's X5645. That's X5645X. You don't have to do this one, but X5645X. It's a jazz chord. Yeah, you got the first two. Yeah, correct. Yeah, how do you put all that together? You gotta rearrange your fingers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something. That's just for extra credit. For the other chord geeks, if there are any here, it would be last one would be 10X999X. That's 10X999X. That one's kind of easy. It's like an E7 with D in the bass. Now let's play through this. And tell me what's going on here, like what the key is, and what you think might be happening modally. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. So the first two bars, I'm guessing, should be super easy to analyze. What are they? What is it?
It's just a 1-4-5.
1-4-5, there we go. And what happens in the second half? Well, we got a 1, and now we got that E over D. How do we know this is non-diatonic? Because in the key of D, the E chord would be what?
Minor.
Minor, that's right. And now it's major. So we have to deal with that. So this is 1-4-5 so far, and then 1. And then what are we going to call that E over D? Well, in terms of what we're going to call it, I already said it's a 2 chord, but it's not minor. So we're simply going to put a Roman numeral 2 and then write MAJ. That's all you'd have to do. Like, analyzing shouldn't be... Like, the nomenclature of what to name stuff shouldn't be a big deal. You just write what it is, and that's it. I don't know how else to say it. But in terms of how to use this information, all right, the first half of our progression is purely what? What mode?
First part is Ionian.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And then I guess you could say that bar 3 could also be Ionian, but we're going to lump bars 3 and 4 together. What would that E chord make change it to? And in order to answer that question, let's look at the notes of E. What are the notes of E?
E, G sharp, B.
Correct. Hillary said it right. E, G sharp, and B. And in fact, this is like an E7. E, G sharp, B, and D would be the chord tones. Which one of those does not belong to the key of D?
The G sharp,
because what would it be in, what kind of G would you have? You have to have some kind of every letter in every mode you're in. It's just a question of what it's named. So Hillary said it's a sharp 4. Does that make sense with you guys? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Good. And so what mode is a major with a sharp 4?
Lydian
is correct. So let's do, we're running out of time here. Sam, we're going to go over into your lesson for a minute. I thought you'd be okay with that. So I don't think we need help playing D Ionian, so we're going to skip that part. I'm going to go right to second two bars, D Lydian. D Lydian would be the same as what if you're not used to sharpening the four? Do it on guitar instead of in your head. Do you know how to figure that part out, Sam? Like if I said D Lydian is the same as what major?
A major.
Did you say A major?
Oh, wait, no, actually. Wait, Lydian, is Lydian the seventh?
No, it's the fourth mode.
Yeah, then maybe A.
A major is correct. Correct, you did it right. And how did you do it?
Like, D is the fourth of A.
Yeah, so, you know, you just put your finger on, if you couldn't do that in your head, you'd put your finger on D, you'd be like, okay, well, if that's four, then C sharp is three, and B is two, and A is one. All right, that's only, I only bring that up if you're uncomfortable soloing in D Lydian on its own. Just D Lydian, here we go, three, four. Because now I'm going to do the whole progression, D Ionian, then D Lydian, 2, 3, 4. Address the question Taylor asked earlier about, he didn't ask it on this one, but why can't you play Lydian on all of it? What's not going to sound good if you do that?
The G chord?
The G chord is a what chord? It's a four chord, right?
Yeah.
And so a sharp four against a G sharp against a G chord is not going to sound too good. So nice job. I highly recommend, I gave you the answer key in a separate PDF, and for you guys, it's the physical sheet. So if you look at the answer key that we did so far, Sam, I'm going to pull it up for you. I highly recommend doing the other five. How many did we do? Four? However many we did. Do the other ones. Don't look at the answer key until you try it on your own. So just to refresh memory, we did, number one was F Dorian and Aeolian. And these are written in the order you find them. Right, B flat, Ionian, Mixolydian. I don't know if you remember, Sam. Then B Aeolian and B Phrygian. And then just now we did D Ionian and D Lydian. And then I'll put this on your page and you can do 5 through 9, the other five remaining. That's a great practice. I also gave you one other document, you guys, which is the relationship between the modes. I want to point out, just real quick, that I only gave you modes that changed by one note. If you this is just something I wrote. Like, I likened the modes to the circle of fifths, where the top key here would be whatever key you pick. Let's call it C. And then Lydian's going to be one note off from that. Right? So I, in the examples I gave you, I only gave you, like, Lydian to Ionian, or Mixolydian to Ionian, or Mixolydian to Dorian, or etc. Dorian to Aeolian, or Aeolian to Phrygian. We actually did, I think, all those combinations. And so, when you're monkeying around at home, if you want to come up with progressions like that, and you will find this in real-life music, because... But, oh, by the way, well, let me finish this. I'm getting ahead of myself. You'll find these examples in music all the time. Nothing is ever... A lot of times, stuff is not directly diatonic for too long, because if it is, it starts getting old. The nicest thing is when you have... And here's the two words I was looking for earlier. Remember I told... Taylor, you weren't here yet, but I told these guys that there was a thin thread between all the different progressions we did, and it's a two-word answer, and one of them is modal. The first word is modal. Can you guess what the second one is?
Interchange.
There you go. Modal interchange. All those progressions have two modes in this within the same working together. But you as a guitarist, no one's going to tell you that stuff. You're going to have to read into it.